Okay, here we are still with Mr. Nick Turnham, and we're starting part four.
Well, as I mentioned a while ago earlier, that the Joneses lived in Dr. McCoy's place. They did not have a car either. Mother and I had no car. We had no wagon. They did have a wagon. The Joneses lived on Dr. McCoy was actually, he lived in Rosebud, but he had that 640 acres there joining Bundick Road. And Tom Jones and his family lived on it. The Joneses were our nearest neighbors. And then when the Joneses left, they moved from there. They moved up on what is now FM 39, which is, and they moved to a place about halfway between North Seuss and George. And I lost track of the Joneses after I left there and went to school and married. And then my wife and I moved to Hearn. And one day, Geneva Jones, I saw her in Hearn. And we got to visiting and reminiscing. And it seemed like most of the Joneses, it might have been all of them, moved over around Milano and Rockdale. Huh. And like I say, Roy was killed in the service, but the rest of them, as far as I know, them and their ancestors or their siblings and kids all live around the Rockdale area. Now, after the Joneses left there, the Evanses moved into that house. Now, I don't know the exact connection, but the Evanses were first cousins to the Kings. Thomas Wayne and the Evanses were first cousins. I think, now I don't know this, but I think that Mrs. Evans was a King. But they were real close. The Kings and the Evans were real close. And I know it seemed like nearly every Sunday the Kings would come down to the Evanses and visit it. And, of course, Mother and I would go up to the Evans. And the Evanses, I think I mentioned, it was Dogman, J.L., Helen, oh, Billy and Helen. And then they had a younger daughter named Ruby. And Ruby was named after my mother. My mother was named Ruby. And my mother was a midwife when Ms. Evans had her baby, and they named it after my mother. But the Evanses were real good friends of ours because they lived up there. And then Daddy sold that 320 acres, and I don't know who he sold it to. I don't remember. And we moved up, and Daddy bought 225 acres up on Bundick Road across from the Cron's place. When you take the Farm to Market Road, which used to be Lewis Lane, it dead-ended at the Bundick Road. That 225 acres was right in front of us there.
So it ran from there to that S-curve?
Yes. In fact, when Daddy bought that land, there was a road all the way around that place. Now, Childress, Mr. Childress, owned 100 acres on one corner, and that was across from the Cron place. And Daddy had the rest of it, and you could drive all the way around it, and in one corner was Mr. Childress had 100 acres. Now, the Childresses, as far as I know, only had one child, and that was Ben Childress. Ben married Louise Cron. I don't know anything about that. They had no children. I do know that. And then Louis, I don't know if they got a divorce or Ben died. I really don't know. But then Louise married Emory Franklin, who was my mother's brother. And they moved to Bryan, and they had one daughter named Willa Marie. She has passed away, but her, I think her husband and her children still own that land that Louise inherited from the Crons, if I'm not mistaken. But I may be wrong, but I think they still own it. And that is the part that if you come down Lewis Lane after you pass the old Lewis place on the left-hand side of the road is the section of land that Louise Cron inherited.
At the corner of Lewis Lane and Bundick on the left?
Before you get
to the Bundick.
It's, all right, if you're coming down Lewis Lane, you make a curve like that, and that's where the Cron place started, right there. Curve to the right, Cron place started right, and there is a home there that Will Marie built, I think, and I think her husband still owns that land. Last I heard, he did. The Hibbets and the Bannigs owned on the right-hand side.
Right.
Now, some of my friends that Joanne Kiefer was a real close friend of mine. Joanne's daddy had a Model T Ford that we used to ride to the river in. This was after I was in the seventh grade, and we would go fishing. Ned and Palmer Donahue, whenever we lived down on the Navasot River, Mother and I, Ned and Palmer used to come down and spend the night with me just real often. And I always enjoyed going over to their house and spending the night, because during the spring of the year, Charlie Donahue had the best plums of anybody I ever saw. He had those apricots, and he had plums. Man, he had just an orchard, best I can. Of course, you know, when you're a youngster, you got 10 trees, well, it's a big orchard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I always enjoy it. Ned and I never did fight, and neither did Palmer, but I fought with everybody else. But for some reason, Ned and I never did fight, or Palmer and I never did fight. But
I figured that fight with anybody.
Well, we fought everybody else, but we never did fight. And then Bobby Sam Windham was a good friend of mine, a boy by the name of Red McGill, and I don't know Red's first name, but he was if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong, he might have been a little bit older than me, but I'm not sure about that. But they lived on Bundick Road, across the road from Walter Kiefer's house, coming back towards the school on the right-hand side, opposite side. And it was the road that goes up to Plainview between there and Walter Kiefer's house. There is a gas separation plant now on the left of the road. Well, on the right-hand side of the road, there was a house, and that's where the McGills lived.
Really?
Now, I had already left and started the school in Bryan, but Red McGill was fishing on the Navasot River. And when he brought his boat up to the bank, he stepped out of the boat, and his shotgun was in the boat, and he reached and got a shotgun, and the boat backed up, and he jammed the hammers on the shotgun, and it blew his arm off.
I remember that. Daddy said he had more strength in that arm than everybody else had.
Now, he was a good friend of mine.
I didn't know how he lost his arm.
That's how he lost it.
Well, I'll be darned. I didn't know that.
Now, I don't know.
Because he used to run with Charles Akins, and somebody, I can't remember.
Now, There was Hollis boys went to school with me. Carl Hollis's son, one of them, if I'm not mistaken, named Alton. I don't remember the other boy's name. Joanne Kiefer's mother was named Lula. I think L-U-L-U. I'm not sure about that, but it was Lula. And his daddy's name was Joe. Miss Lula Kiefer died when Joanne and them were still youngsters. And Vivian and Alice, well, Alice more or less took over the family. and she raised, helped raise them, rest of them. But Miss Lula died when they were young. I remember that. Vivian, who was the one mentally challenged, my mother taught her how to crochet. And Vivian crocheted the rest of her life. And I know that she would make those little dolls and things, but you always had to wash them real good because she was so dirty, it was unreal. The dolls were dirty, you know what I mean? And I can remember Vivian quite well at Bundick School, especially when she jammed that crochet needle down my in my back.
Ooh.
You can imagine how it hurt, but it hurt a whole lot worse when they pulled it out.
Imagine, she was crocheting doilies. That's a little sharp little needle.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, that was some. And like I say, Morris Wyndham was one of my good friends. His daddy's name was John Wyndham. Now, he lived on up, you'd go past Grover Donahue's house, and when you turn to the right and go back towards the North Sioux or 39, one road went on up towards George. They lived right on the left. And I think this is off the record, but here just a short few years back, I was at the grocery store here in Bryan, and there was a man trying to reach something on the top shelf, and he couldn't, and I got it for him. And we got to talking, and he was the postmaster at North Sioux at that time, and lived on the old John Wyndham place.
Was his name?
I don't remember what his name, but I said, Lord, it's a small world.
I'll think of it. Go ahead, keep talking.
But anyway, the Wyndhams were real close friends. Now, Sam Wyndham lived up on the Plainview Road. Sam Wyndham's wife was Betsy. She was an Epps.
Epps.
Her brother was named Ray Epps. Ray Epps' wife was a Wyndham. So a brother-sister married brother-sister.
Really? That doesn't happen very often, does it?
But I believe that's right. Sam's wife was Betsy, and Ray Epps was her brother, and Sam's sister married Ray. But I believe that's right.
That postmaster named Garish, by any chance?
I don't remember his name, but
he
told me, he said, I'm postmaster at North Hills. And he said, I live on the old John Wyndham place.
That's got to be him.
Yeah. See, that, like I say, there was Joe Wyndham and Sam Wyndham and Babe Wyndham and Ellis Wyndham and Morris Wyndham. I never knew Ellis. He was a Navy man. I guess that's... The school was about all I'm gonna tell you a tale now.
Okay, go right ahead. We got about 5 minutes.
I don't want this recorded.
Oh, you don't want it recorded. All right, here comes the juicy stuff.